said no to the Super Bowl. You need me, I don't need you. Every night we in the end zone. Tell the NFL we in stadiums too. Last night was
That's music mogul and hip-hop's first billionaire Jay-Z on a track from his latest album, The Carters, with his superstar wife Beyoncé, in a song in which he criticizes the NFL. Now he's working with them. This week, Jay-Z and his entertainment company, Roc Nation, sealed a deal with the NFL to bolster their live music entertainment and further social justice efforts. Let's talk more about it with Here Now sports analyst Mike Pesca, who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, just start. Thoughts. Jay-Z, deal. Official title, live music entertainment strategist.
Oh, yes. How did all the leagues get by without one of those all these years? So let's talk about the incentives from each side. From the NFL side, it's pretty clear. Yeah. Jay-Z is more than just someone who knows music and can supply them with musicians, including maybe himself and his wife. He's someone who has enormous credibility within the African-American community, within the economic community. I would say that, you know, almost every player in the NFL said about this deal, ooh, look who the NFL has partnered with, much more so than they said, ooh, look who the NFL's wireless provider is, right? Mm-hmm. Now, as far as Jay-Z's side, to quote the lyric you just played, I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me. I don't need you. Mm. So I'm going to guess that there may be a couple things going on, an enormous amount of money. But also, you know, he's been a huge champion of Colin Kaepernick. And it would seem at least curious to me if he went into this without some assurances that the NFL is going to do what it can to get the formerly very good quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers another shot should Colin Kaepernick want it.
You can't imagine Jay-Z would sign on without that.
I think it would hurt. You know, we all have our credibility and we all build up, you know, we have repositories of goodwill over the years. And Jay-Z has a lot. But I think he would be spending down an enormous amount of it if there was no plan to address some of these more underlying concerns. Because the cynic, and when it comes to the NFL, it is proper to be cynical. And by the way, cynical just means you think that other people put their self-interest first. And of course, a profit-seeking organization like the NFL will do it. Anyway, the cynic will say, well, is this just some sort of PR stunt? Is this Jay-Z gets paid off and then the NFL gets absolved on how maybe tone deaf and slow footed it's been on things like protesting the national anthem? So, you know, Jay-Z can do whatever Jay-Z wants and he's going to make some money off that. But if that winds up being the case, he will take a reputational hit.
And Mike, maybe odd question, and I don't mean to be flip. I'm genuinely curious if maybe this is a reaction to, you know, the Super Bowl in which Adam Levine and Maroon 5 played, and this was largely because Cardi B and Rihanna had turned it down because of Colin Kaepernick and their siding with him. But it felt awfully white.
Right. It was in Atlanta, and you have, like, every rapper known to man being from Atlanta, and the NFL's like, what is this hip-hop thing you're talking about? Absolutely that it was odd for Maroon 5 to perform. I don't think that you go to these lengths just because you had one halftime booking that was maybe suboptimal. Okay. I think, I mean, from the NFL's perspective, they have an enormous amount of money. And if Jay-Z is willing to partner with you, you at least send a signal to all your constituencies, which, as much as they don't want to admit it, include the players, you send a signal, okay, maybe we're open to talk about social justice a little more. And, you know, explicitly part of this was the NFL going to Jay-Z about social justice issues. And so right now, maybe there are a lot of people saying, Jay-Z, were you just paid off? It takes someone to make a half step, takes another party to make a half step, and maybe you get somewhere in terms of making actual progress based on the fact that you have people with excellent reputations in their communities who could broker a peace, if you will.
Well, the NFL takes a risk here, too, because the last thing they want is Jay-Z to say, I quit. It didn't work. They didn't do anything.
Yeah. And there's a guy who wore a pro Kaepernick shirt on SNL when he didn't have to. And his opinions are out there and well known. And we just heard his lyrics. And if he does that, it will really damage the NFL's reputation. They can't afford that.
Yeah. How have fans reacted?
I think most fans are a little, I mean, you know, there's a whole bunch of football fans. Some of them are grumpy. The game's gotten soft, guys. Who's like, who is this Jays, right? Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't exactly go by their opinion. But I do especially think some of the fans who are sympathetic to players' concerns see this as a potential step towards maybe the NFL being something other than the worst of the professional sports leagues when it comes to treating the concerns of its athletes and taking the concerns of its athletes seriously.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.